greatness made you. Greatness is inside of you. Let's light that fire for what that is, and let's go on this journey in an inspired way.
This is the Own It Show, where we tell stories of how everyday people made ownership theirs.
Hey, everybody. Welcome back to the Own It Show. I'm your host, Justin Rothenschofer. And today I want to tell a story. I want to tell a story about discipline. And I don't know if you guys have perused much through social media. I'm sure you've seen the likes of David Goggins or the likes of Jocko Willink or any of these other Navy SEALs or guys that are just all about discipline, just all about drive, 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 grind yourself down to the bone. And if you don't have discipline, you're useless. If you don't have discipline, you can't accomplish anything. If you don't have discipline, you can't have the freedom in which you should truly enact upon and have that we should all seek in our lives. And I've always just, I don't know why, but I've always just had this deep innate despise for that messaging. I've never related to it. I've always hated it. And if I look back on my life, to be quite honest with you, I've always been one of the most disciplined people. If you consider discipline, but we're going to get into what discipline actually means here in a second. But worldly, people would look at me and go, oh, extremely disciplined, right from a young age. Disciplined to a state of obsessiveness. That's what led to my anorexia, was being over-obsessive about what I ate, how hard I exercised, how I slept, all of these things to like, we're put like over the edge, like to a point where I would have to I'd have to sprint up and down the stairs twice anytime I went up and down the stairs. I've had to do 10 pushups every time I went through a door. I'd have to do 25 sit-ups, 25 pushups before and after every single meal. I'd have to run from class to class. I couldn't walk. Like, we're talking about obsessive. A cold shower before I went to bed, and then made to sleep in a extremely cold environment down in the basement with no sheets on or anything else like that, just naked and be again in the cold environment because that provided the best sleep. Like, it literally made no sense in terms of this, but in my mind, quote unquote, I was so disciplined in these acts, and it put me in this place of extremely unhealthy behaviors. And so if we think about this in terms of discipline, and even today, extremely disciplined, wake up every day. I go to the gym. I eat really well. I'm focused on my blood work every quarter to get my supplements curated for me. Very disciplined on date night and making sure date night is kept on the calendar with Elise. Very disciplined with planning out how Elise and I prioritize each other. Very disciplined with all of these things. And that's what the world would say. Justin is disciplined. But anytime I'm made to that label, anytime that label is put on me, it gives me this uneasy feeling inside. It gives me this cringeworthy feeling inside. And quite frankly, anytime I hear anybody talking on Instagram or putting out content on discipline, saying discipline is freedom, discipline is where you have to start. If you don't have self-discipline, you don't have anything. It brings me back to this level of ickiness inside. It brings me back to this level of just wanting to push back and say, like, I don't like that. And I didn't know why. And I didn't know why for the longest time, like 15 years, I tried to figure out why that didn't feel well. And it wasn't until I really figured, like, everything clicked for me about a month ago. And I continued to kind of look at this, and I didn't do a podcast on it right away because I really wanted to get experience with it. I really wanted to have it sit before I kind of released it out and kind of put this thought process out there. And I want to frame it this way. So while self-discipline is culturally celebrated and really rewarded, it is incredibly inefficient and overrated. Basically, we think it's a change strategy for changing behaviors. But it goes on the premise to assume that we have energy to waste. It requires us to have energy to waste because we're fighting against ourselves. We're fighting against what our body wants to do or what habit we've already created. And I want to, this is the aha moment. When we realize, and I heard this definition from Jordan Peterson. He was talking about the definition of God. And the definition of God is the spirit that you must embody in order to thrive. And that hit me really heavily. Because God is love. We must embody love. Rich Wilkerson talks about this. That's our pastor. Rich Wilkerson talks about this all the time, that God is love. God loved us first, and thus the way to embody God is through love. And so if God is the spirit that we must embody in order to thrive, which is what we're all trying to do, which is why we all want to seek discipline, which is why we all want to look for self-discipline, which is why we all want to look at certain disciplines that we can embark on and change behaviors that we need to be disciplined in order to push forward into our life, in order to change behaviors, in order to thrive. But God is the is ultimately the spirit that we must embody in order to thrive. And so coming back to this, the real problem with self-discipline is that it works on the presupposition that you must fight against yourself in order to win. And thus, if that's what we're saying, if we must embody the spirit of God in order to thrive, we're basically saying self-discipline requires us to fight against God. And it takes us out of connectivity. It takes us out of connection. It creates separation. It creates a contradiction of what we must know to be true. If God is the spirit that we must embody, and thus discipline is to fight against ourselves in order to win, what are we doing? We're literally trying to make ourselves God rather than to be connected to what we were meant to do. Now, that doesn't mean we're meant to be lazy. That doesn't mean we weren't meant to try. That doesn't mean any of those things. But rather, when we get to connect with what our purpose is, when we get to connect with what we were made to do, when we get to connect with what our vessel is supposed to do, we don't need discipline. We don't need self-discipline. We don't need to be hard. We just get to be. We get to lean into what our God-given gifts are. We get to lean in to what our calling is. We get to lean in to what inspires us. And when we tap in on that level, when we figure out what that level of connection is, when we figure out how to balance the contradiction of order and chaos and find out where in the middle we lie, that's what allows us to thrive. Because we want to fit into these routines. We want to fit into these habits that want to make us ordinary, that want to make us normal. We weren't built to be normal. We were built to be different. We weren't built to be average. We were built to be great. And when we continue to lean in to this idea of discipline and pushing back against something that's so hard for us to do and so hard for us to lock into, and we know that it's just something that doesn't feel right, we're going against that level of connection that we have. We're not listening to that. Because again, if we go back to that definition, God is the spirit that you must embody in order to thrive. And we're trying to be disciplined so that we can thrive. We're trying to be disciplined so that we can get to that other thing that's on the other side. But we've been searching for it in the wrong way. Rather than becoming so connected to something bigger than ourselves, rather than being connected to something that is true and leaning on that truth, we can ultimately all of a sudden eliminate that inner battle for self-discipline, that inner battle that we must fight against ourselves to win, but rather we need to fight together with ourselves. We fight in alignment for what our calling is. We fight in connection for where we're trying to go. and we become ambitious, we become purposeful, we become inspired. And all of a sudden, self-discipline goes out the window. You give me somebody who's self-disciplined versus somebody who's inspired on purpose, I will take that person who is inspired on purpose every day of the week, because what will they have? They will have staying power. They will have sustainability. They will have the ability to endure. And that is a powerful, powerful person that is thriving. And that's what I want to challenge you on. Is if you've been struggling with this idea of discipline and feel encaged by this value of discipline, I encourage you to come back to, what is that discipline really doing for you? What is that idea and presupposition leading you towards? Has it ultimately led you to just fighting against yourself? Has it ultimately led you to just fighting your creator, fighting that one that made you different? Has it led you to being exhausted? Has it led you to going down this road that has brought you to this place that you don't know where to go anymore because you've become lost? You've been pushing so hard to fight for something that, quite frankly, has been innate in you this entire time. And it comes back to just coming back to the space of knowing that greatness made you. Greatness is inside of you. Let's light that fire for what that is. And let's go on this journey in an inspired way that allows you to create the disciplines. Create the disciplines as a noun rather than a verb. The disciplines become a noun, a person, place, or thing, rather than a verb, something that we are trying to do, an action. Disciplines have always been a verb. And that's what's taken us down the path of wrong direction. It's a fight. It's not a fight. Discipline is an inspiration, and it's connected to something deeper, something bigger than ourselves. And so let's make those disciplines a noun again. Let's connect with that bigger thing inside of us. Let's realize that God is the spirit that we must embody in order to thrive. And the moment that we get rid of self-discipline as a verb is the moment that we stop fighting against ourselves, but working with ourselves and knowing that greatness is in us because greatness created us. Success is different. Own your different. And we'll see you next week.